USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump is being barred from appearing on Colorado's presidential ballot next year. The Colorado Supreme Court said on Tuesday he violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban on January 6, 2021, when he encouraged the violent demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol. Trump had earlier won similar cases in Michigan and Minnesota, and he will be on the ballot in those states. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
California was among all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virginia Islands that joined the settlement as well. There's going to be another hearing whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery.
On Monday, U.S. District Judge Rossi Alston ruled on a restraining order to block the CSA memorial's removal. A group called Defend Arlington filed a federal lawsuit Sunday seeking the restraining order. Last year, an independent commission recommended to Congress that the memorial be taken down as part of the wider effort to rename military bases and assets that commemorate America's historic Southern Confederacy. I'm Ryan Daniels.
According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in 2024. The billionaire and former CEO of Microsoft said this year marked the first time he utilized artificial intelligence for work and serious reasons. Gates expressed that in the coming year, scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Israel-Hamas conflict persists, the United Nations Security Council will meet to deliberate on a potential vote regarding a ceasefire. It is noteworthy that the U.S. vetoed a similar resolution earlier this month. Human rights advocates and aid groups report that a significant portion of Gaza's population has been displaced since the commencement of hostilities, with approximately half of them facing the threat of starvation. Mother Nature made a mess of New England yesterday with rain and strong winds knocking down trees and power lines. Crews are still at work to restore power and clean up downed trees and wires. The region was battered with high winds and a deluge of rain Monday night, knocking down trees and power lines and killing at least four people. Two people were killed by falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Flooding is a major concern, with schools and transit systems delaying. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. This poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away.
That's John Schaefer. The Powerball jackpot now at $572 million ahead of tomorrow's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.